Power 98 WPET. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all?
How you doing?
I'm working.
We got Miss Brittany Hamilton from Fox 46 right here on the line with us to give us an update on Hurricane Florence.
So let's talk about it. What is this hurricane doing? Where is it going? And how is it going to affect Charlotte?
Well, right now it's still out in the Atlantic. It's a Category 4 storm, so a major hurricane. So anytime the winds are above 110 miles per hour, that's a major hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's continuing to move to the west. The issue that we're having right now is that as it moves closer to land, there are two high pressures that are basically making it stall out. And that's going to be huge for the coastal area. So we're talking about North and South Carolina coast. And as of the 5 a.m. update this morning, there were storm surge watches for both North and South Carolina coast, as well as a hurricane watch. And that means that within 48 hours, they'll start to feel some of those tropical storm force winds, so winds above 40, 50 miles per hour. And then as it gets closer, the winds get stronger. And then the rain, the storm surge, all of that starts to move in. So in terms of the track right now, it's looking like closer to Wilmington, North Carolina, South Carolina border coastal areas definitely need to be concerned for sure. And then even further inland, we're definitely watching it as well, because depending on what side of the storm the Charlotte area ends up on, that's going to determine our impact.
Based off of the information that you have right now, when does it look like it is going to hit Charlotte?
Well, for the Charlotte area, we're looking at impact starting late Thursday night. That's when we'll start to feel some of those winds picking up. And I do think that Charlotte will get some of the tropical storm force winds, not necessarily hurricane force winds, but tropical storm force winds are about 40 miles per hour or over.
I was just going to ask about, you know, when you talk about, a lot of people don't realize how much, when you talk about wind and wind speeds, talk about how that affects, like, the city. Because, you know, a lot of times the wind is what knocks the power out.
Exactly. And, you know, we have, for this week, basically chances of rain every single day. So the ground is going to be a little bit saturated already.
Mm.
And there are so many trees. And when you throw in 30-mile-per-hour winds, 40-mile-per-hour winds, it's easy for trees and power lines to go down. We've seen it quite a bit whenever we have thunderstorms and we get a pretty gusty amount of wind. It's basically the same thing, but on a larger scale, where these winds are going to be lasting a little bit longer. They're not just going to be gusts that are quick and short. They're going to be strong winds, at least for a couple of days.
Hey, Brittany, how do we know if and when or when the hurricane will turn, if the path changes?
Well, so far, the path has been pretty consistent over the past couple of days. Like, not much has changed. There's been some slight shifts on where it's coming in North and South Carolina. But I would say more so now, as it moves in, if you're in that cone, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, an image of the latest track, but it always shows what we call a cone of uncertainty. And that's exactly what it is. It's a cone of uncertainty. So if you're in North and South Carolina, and I would say even all the way up to Virginia at this point, you need to be concerned about this storm, because a slight shift 50 miles can make all the difference. And as it continues to move in, as it gets closer, obviously the forecasts get a little bit better, but we're still about 3-4 days out. But we're definitely watching it closely. But I would say over the past few days, the track really hasn't changed all that much. So for the folks that are along the coast, if they haven't prepared, now is definitely the time. It's a little late, but it's still the time to prepare. And if you're inland, if you're in Charlotte, I would say, you know, you're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. You just want to be prepared just in case it gets bad here.
Mm-hmm.
The rain is going to be an issue here. And if for Charlotte, we get a thunderstorm and parts of the area start flooding.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this type of thing, if this system stalls out like it's expected to, we're talking maybe 3-4 inches of rain over a day or two, and that's a lot for this city.
Now, Brittany, a lot of people are comparing Hurricane Florence to Hurricane Hugo here in the city, because that is the hurricane that they're most familiar with. How does this resemble Hurricane Hugo?
Well, in terms of intensity, it's strong, like how Hugo was. However, this storm is stronger. It's expected to come in stronger.
Wow.
So Hugo came in. It was definitely a major hurricane as well. If this one comes in at a Category 4 storm, this will be the strongest one to come in to the North Carolina, South Carolina area. The difference in track, though, is that Hugo came in through Charleston, which is still in the realm of possibility, but most of the models have been moving this further off to the north, where it looks more like a North Carolina landfall as opposed to Charleston. But if it does come in through South Carolina and down towards Charleston, that's actually a worst-case scenario for the Charlotte area, because it's going to put us on the east side of the storm, and that's where you have the heavier rain. That's where you have the tornado threat coming in. And even though it's inland and it's going to weaken quite a bit once it comes in, just like with Hugo, if it stalls out, it sits over the area, I mean, you're just talking about buckets and buckets of rain and strong winds.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out your day and out your morning to check in with the Madhouse. We really appreciate that, Miss Brittany. And keeping Charlotte America abreast on what's going on. So thank you.
No problem. Thank you, guys.